Next, Doris tried sunglasses, and when those worked, she lastly tried non-prescription glasses. Doris had the feeling that the reason the non-prescription glasses worked to stop the effects of the curse had something to do with the old mythos that the eyes are the windows to the soul. As long as females didn't make direct eye contact with Bellamy, he was safe from the effects of the curse. Wearing glasses had become a simple solution to stop the curse, and Doris and Bellamy had been able to live in peace for many years. Doris reprimanded herself that perhaps she should have warned Bellamy to be more careful at school, or provided him with an extra pair of glasses, but it was too late now. Bellamy's female classmates had already fallen crazily in love with him. It was also around this time that Doris learned of the death of her parents. They'd been hunters living in Yeti Town, and had been overwhelmed by a pack of vicious wolves during one of their usual hunting expeditions. The hunting cabin that used to belong to her parents now belonged to her. Doris instantly decided to take Bellamy to live there. There in the isolated town, Bellamy would be safe. Unfortunately, Bellamy wouldn't be able to graduate from high school, and it would be difficult for him to get into a college without a high school diploma, when and if they found a way to break the curse. But that's why Doris was determined to support her son financially. This is how Bellamy De Winter found himself living in the small Alaskan town with his sickly mother. To make a living, Doris made wood carvings of various animals that lived in the Brooks Range area of Alaska. Brown and black bears, polar bears, moose, goats, foxes, coyotes, ravens, lynxes, and wolves. For hours and hours, Doris would sit in her comfy armchair by the fireplace in the living room and carve little wooden figurines of animals until the calluses on her fingers popped and bled. She was highly skilled at wood carvings. Sometimes Bellamy would help his mother by making wood carvings of his own, but usually Doris insisted that Bellamy didn't need to do anything to help out with the household finances, and that he should instead continue to concentrate on his self-study. Bellamy knew his mother felt guilty and blamed herself for their current situation because of the curse, but Bellamy didn't see it that way. He saw it as his fault that they had to live in the middle of nowhere now. If only he'd been braver and fought back against those bullies, if only he hadn't let them break his glasses, none of this would have happened. Because of him, his mother had gone through a lot, and her already poor health had declined from all the stress. That's why he never complained to his mom about living there in Yeti Town. There were only a few young single women his age in the town that might have showed an interest in him, and he made sure to avoid them as much as possible. Most days, Bellamy had his nose stuck in a book in self-study. He was determined to go back to school one day, and get a college degree. He wanted to get a high-paying job so that he'd be able to support his mother financially, and give her the easy life she deserved after everything that had happened. Bellamy had to admit to himself that it could get rather boring, though, living there when compared to how his life used to be back in New York. There wasn't much to do for fun in Yeti Town. The town's inhabitants were mostly hunters, and Bellamy had no interest in learning that particular trade. The other people that lived there were either a part of the hunters' families, jewelry makers, or woodcarvers like his mother. There was a mine close to Yeti Town that contained several types of semi-precious stones that the townspeople made jewelry out of. Alaska was known for its jade, quartzes, and even diamonds, but this particular mine contained other semi-precious stones that were normally found in South America. Bellamy had become fascinated by all the different types of semi-precious stones the jewelers worked with. Agate, quartz, rose quartz, onyx, obsidian, jade, jasper, red jasper, tiger's eye, turquoise, lapis lazuli, and more. The semi-precious stones may not have been as valuable as diamonds, rubies, and emeralds, but Bellamy thought that they were uniquely beautiful in their own way. To stave off his boredom, Bellamy started going to the small local library and checked out all the books that were available on gemstones and gemology. Bellamy had his nose buried in a book about stones more often than not. Bellamy didn't care about his lack of a social life since all he wanted was to protect the peaceful life he and his mother were currently enjoying in Yeti Town. His books became his only friends. It was lonesome without any friends his age, but peaceful. And Bellamy just wanted to keep it that way. However, peace and quiet never lasts forever. The hunters had become curious about their new neighbors and had confronted Doris about Bellamy. After they discovered that Bellamy was so young, they instantly decided that he must be lonely and should make some friends his own age. The hunters immediately told their children that were around the same age as Bellamy all about him and of his plight. This meddling resulted in someone knocking on Bellamy's front door one Saturday night. It was 8 o'clock at night. Doris was in her usual spot, seated on the plush armchair by the fire in the living room and carving a small piece of wood into the shape of what Bellamy thought looked like a dancing monkey. Okay.